Mayday, mayday.
Today is May 1st.
Welcome back, guys.
2019.
Oh my gosh, we're almost at 6 months.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
That is ridiculous.
Like, we were just talking about Valentine's Day.
No, we were just talking about Happy New Year's.
That's true. That is ridiculous.
When do you stop saying happy holidays? Because I put that at the beginning of all my emails. Happy holidays, ma'am. It's over.
I say January 15th-ish.
What?
I mean, what else is coming up besides Valentine's Day?
That's a holiday. The lovers.
So you going, happy spring. Happy holiday.
Well, welcome back, guys, to a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD.
Today's topic is very serious.
It's very serious.
All right. So today we're going to talk about appropriation and appreciation and where do you draw the line. Like, what does it actually mean? Because I feel like people just throwing that word around.
Yeah, I was about to say, did the definition just get made up or something? Because
did the word just get made up?
Yeah, true that. Because I've never heard of appropriation. Like, how you going to combine two words? Appropriate, appreciate, and it just becomes...
Oh, they combining stuff.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, you're so smart. But yeah, so we got... we're going to just get into it. So what is appropriation?
Appropriation, before we read the definition, from what my understanding is... Black people getting upset because white people do stuff that we did first. That was my
definition. Oh, so it's just black and white. Okay, so you want to wear cornrows now.
Right.
Kim Kardashian.
Right, I want to have body types like us, big butts.
That's true.
Big butt. But that was my definition before I actually read it and realized it's happening everywhere.
With all cultures.
All cultures.
Yeah, because I didn't know the definition. That's why I asked the question. I'm like, what does this mean? Because I was famous for wearing something of the Asian culture.
What did you wear, V?
You know those little short silk dresses?
Oh, with the split?
Yeah, with the flowers on it.
Oh, and a little the high collar.
Yeah, what do they call it? The Chinese collar.
Chinese collar.
Yeah, them Chinese collars is banging.
But what were you what were you thinking when you put it on?
Ooh, I'm cute.
I'm cute.
This look good on me. Yeah, it was a little blue dress, and I put the chopsticks. In
Everybody
my
had
bun.
The blue. Yes,
with the chopsticks in my bun. So I asked my daughter. I said, you know, was that appropriation? She said, yeah. The chopsticks were a little too far. Like, you should have just stopped with the dress.
They don't do that?
I don't know. We got it from somewhere.
Right. Somebody told us about some damn things.
Right. So what you do is you swirl your butt around like this and you just stick it in. Remember that?
Yeah. What was the point of that?
It was cute fashion.
No, I'm thinking in real life, it might have been for fighting.
Oh,
I didn't even think that.
Yo, I'm about to bring that back. I ain't got no hair though.
She gonna be having a chopstick just sticking out her throat. That's fine.
Put them behind my ears.
Right. See, Mets.
Yeah. So we asked a question on social media, on our Instagram page @apodcastabout, and it's @apodcastabout everywhere. So make sure you follow us and get in on the conversation and become part of the community. And we got some really good and cool and great answers. So should I read a couple?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. So, when asked the question, what is the difference between appropriation and appreciation? Our good friend Danny Ratner said, it was a great question. Well, thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Appropriation is exploiting something for your own personal gain or benefit without understanding the meaning or purpose behind it. Oh, speak, Danny, speak. Appreciation is a celebration or embracing of something. I think appropriation comes with ignoring and closed-mindedness, and appreciation is opening yourself up to allow others to influence your perspective in a positive way.
I like the wording of that.
Like, it was very well written, right?
Right, you got an A in English.
Can you write my next paper?
Right.
Shout out to Danny. Yeah, so that's true.
I mean, okay, but this is my question, piggybacking off of the appropriation thing. When it comes to certain things, like, what are people supposed to do?
To appreciate it? To show appreciation?
To switch it from appropriation, what we would consider appropriation, to appreciation. Like, what are we... Like Kim Kardashian with these braids.
Right, because...
Or everything else she does in her life. What is she supposed to do? Like, is she supposed to be posting pictures of Maya Angelou on her page once a week? Like, I'm confused. Like, is she supposed to be acknowledging Oprah, you know?
I don't know. That is a great question. How do you show appreciation?
Because most people would think the appreciation comes from me partaking in something that I know that we wouldn't normally do.
True.
So she could put the braids in her head like, oh, you like my braids? Granted, I wouldn't say it started at Bo Derek, but...
Exactly. You know, Jay-Z can say Bo Derek, but Kim K can't.
Yeah, like I don't get what the
how to appreciate it.
How to appreciate it? Like I told you, my father had like a Asian themed wedding. I don't know why, y'all. I don't know why. Okay,
he I don't know why. Straight African. Okay, right?
Like, why were we in the backyard
with
in
an accent and everything?
Oh, we were in Jersey, but yeah, he had a wedding. And he had on a nice silk shirt. Everybody had on, like, Asian-inspired things. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, thinking back on it, what was he supposed to do? Would the appreciation come from us having a formal Chinese-style wedding? Or just because we had on the clothes, it was like, y'all fraudulent. This is not real.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. Normally, I would have an answer, but I really don't for this one.
Yeah, like, I don't get certain things, like food. If you're going to try to make a culture's food or something, make it right. Okay, don't add your own extra at calling it a stew because it turned into soup instead of whatever it was supposed to be. Don't try to do all of that.
Why are you so angry with the people
at that makes me so mad. Oh, I made it like this, but I added my own little flair. You can't add your flair. I don't want your flair.
So, question: have you ever appropriated
from who? I've appreciated a few things.
Like what? Tell us, AD.
Are you talking about my bendies?
Look, y'all. First of all, okay, yes, that was appropriation at its finest. Okay, so I think we've all done it at some point in time because, again, this word just came out of thin air.
Right.
As far as I know, I've never heard of it before. Yes, AD here, tell us the story about your bendy.
They used to sell them at the beauty supply store. First of all, they were like little red velvets.
Mm-hmm.
And I would stick them on my forehead.
But why was it appropriation, though?
Why? Because of the wrong type of Indians?
Yes.
I was young. I didn't know.
So tell us the whole story.
What's the whole story?
What tribe were you from? She wore a bendy because she was from the Cherokee tribe. All right, moving on. We're just going to leave it at that because...
I was confused. I was confused.
Because...
Blame it on history class. They didn't teach us the difference between Native Americans and Indians. Middle Easterns and the tribes.
True.
That ain't my fault. It wasn't until I got to middle school instead I met people and recognized that they weren't all from America. Thank you, mom.
So back to our social media again, we asked the question between what's the difference between appropriation and appreciation, and the homie over at LIB Food, by the way,
that's how you appreciate.
Yes, okay. Let me just tell you, go to LIB Food and definitely hit him up because his food is on point.
Jumping on 1,000.
Yeah. So LIB Food said, one culture getting rich off the backs of another culture. The original culture may not have the means or the resources to capitalize on the opportunity, yet the other culture should appreciate them. It's as simple as repost or citing. But in the financial terms, water the tree from which you are taking the fruit.
That
is deep. Deep. Water my tree. Basically, give back is what he's saying. Like,
yeah, don't just take what you can from us and go. Like, help us keep creating so we can help y'all.
But we don't see, the thing is with the celebrity thing, because you said earlier about Beyonce and the whole Indian thing, and then I know they had Katy Perry. She did like an Asian theme thing. My question, or my thought, is we don't know what they're giving back.
That's true.
It's same with Kim K. Like, we don't know what she's doing.
But still, that's still a weird thing. Like, okay, Kim Kardashian, as far as I know, because I feel like she puts her business out that she wants us to know. Anything that's charitable from Kim Kardashian, I don't feel like she's really hiding too much.
True, true.
Especially when it comes to different quote-unquote cultures.
Yeah.
Ethnicities, whatever the case may be. I don't think she's really hiding too much. So she frees one black person out of jail. Is that her appreciation for the culture? Like, it doesn't... To me, it should go hand in hand if it's taken from that. Why, if I wear something in a music video and it's Indian-inspired, Middle Eastern, African, whatever the case may be, I gotta pay y'all? I got to give y'all something?
To be honest, it's not a bad idea.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, but why is that the exchange? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why?
Because the thing is that you're making money off of my culture.
Oh, okay. I guess it goes for the money thing.
Yeah, you're making money off of it.
Yeah.
So if you're making money off of what we have done, then... And when I say we, I'm not talking about specifically black people. I'm talking about all cultures. Then, you know, pay it forward. Give it back. Do something great. But again, we don't know what people do and what they don't
do.
That's
true.
So I think that's also a thin line. Another post was from Woke Tattoo. So... Woke Tattoo, yeah.
Tattoos is
huge. Everybody, let me tell you, I was about to appropriate. But I think it also goes into knowing your own culture. Because before my parents did Ancestry.com, the DNA thing, I was about to go get a whole Indian tribal, because that's what I was told over the years. Come to find out that we have absolutely no Native American in us.
Dang.
So, which I, you know, I have my thoughts about, you know, but yeah. So if you don't know, is it still appropriation? And I think if you don't know, it's your business and your duty to find out. But yeah, so Woke Tattoos, if you go to their Instagram page, it basically, they don't do anything that is culturally ignorant,
like tattoo wise.
Okay. So you're not gonna get a tattoo of a Buddha.
Oh,
you're not gonna get any like Indian or Native American tribal art. So they do consultations too. So I thought that was really, really cool on their part. Pretty dope.
That was my first example thinking about this, like tattoos, because only in Western civilization that would be considered the Americas, right?
Yeah.
Are the tattoos, or is this culture a fashion statement?
Yeah, and I think that's what it's become.
Yeah, like it's more so like, I remember my teacher in school, Miss Buxom, she's like an older lady, and I feel like that was the one thing that was different between the younger generation and our elders, the tattoos. They don't believe in it. It's like, you know, abusing your bodies. I hear that all the time. My grandmother says, oh, what did she say? Mutilation to your body.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, thanks. But she loved it. She was like, I think it's becoming a fashion statement. I would partake if my skin wasn't so saggy, you know.
Well, I know that's why she know herself.
Right. So I would do it if I wasn't sagging everywhere. But I look at it like, y'all don't know half the stuff y'all putting on your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one thing a lot of, like, I see a lot of, like, animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the ocean got culture, too. You know what I'm saying? All these damn fish, everybody putting on them shrimps and crabs and stuff.
That's why I
rabbits.
The Rock.
Isn't he Samoan, though?
Yeah, and he has all tribal tattoos.
He look good, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he all
right. Yeah. I mean, he's okay.
I done seen all his movies a few times. Does he take off his shirt in this one?
Right.
I don't want to see it then. I don't want to see it. Go to the other one.
But yeah. Yeah, tattoos to me, because that would have been my first tattoo. I always said if I got one, I was going hard or going home. And I was going to get a really big one, and it was going to be a tribal, because I just like the way they look.
Yeah, they are very nice.
They're very nice to me. They don't look like they're hard to distinct, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because I'm beautiful and brown skin. Ooh, brown skin.
Did you just spit?
Sorry. Skittles.
Yeah. I think it's okay to get cultural tattoos, but you have to know your culture in order to get the tattoo.
So you're saying it has to come from your culture?
I think it should, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely should. Because once I found out that I wasn't thinking about appropriation or appreciation, but once I found out that I was a Native American, I said, oh, I can't do that then.
Hmm.
It doesn't make sense.
Especially if you were to run into a Native American person and they start talking to you like, girl, I don't know.
Like, what's her name? This is a prime example. Ariana Grande.
Remember, the Asian thing?
And got it wrong and didn't even know it till social media, like, put her on blast.
That's true.
And then she was like, oh, I got it fixed.
And she was selling merchandise with all that stuff on it, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Her arm was the bomb, but still, she's a weirdo.
I just, after the whole donut thing, her licking the donut, I just don't care too much for it. That was some ignorant-ish, yo. That was
a donut.
That was real ignorant.
That's why I can't go to bakeries.
Why?
Because I feel like weird stuff happens in there with the icing and stuff.
Ew. This wet icing. All right. So I asked another question, and I've asked this question too. What does it mean to do it for the culture?
Ask the Migos.
Oh. Hey, Cardi, what does this mean?
What does it mean?
Culture.
Culture. I don't know. I wouldn't know the answer to that. Doing it for the culture. Whatever culture it is, dressing like them, talking like them.
Well, I asked my good friend at Joe May on Instagram, and he said, well... he said, my interpretation of do it for the culture would be when you're acting in a manner that's positive, that positively influences or uplifts an idea of brotherhood / sisterhood in the culture which you represent.
Okay.
I didn't even know Joe was that smart.
Hey, people got good answers.
I know, they be writing. Go, Joe.
Go, Joe.
Yeah, so uplifting the culture, but the culture which you represent.
Like Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
He was doing it for the hood culture.
Yeah.
The ghetto people.
Well, is it the hood culture or is it black?
I mean, well, this is where it gets tricky, because a lot of people think hood is black. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so hood.
But I think a lot of people think hood is black. When they see black people, they think you're either in poverty, you know about poverty, you got somebody in poverty, something. So I think he was doing it for the situation in which he grew up in.
Yeah.
Not saying it wasn't for all black people, but all black people didn't grow up in the hood.
Right.
All black people didn't grow up like that. All black people don't know gangbangers and want to do fashion lines. Like, That's not who he was doing it for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So I, on the way to school today, I asked my daughter the question because she thinks she's so woke.
girl, take a nap. Right.
Go to sleep. And I asked her what was the difference between appropriation and appreciation, and she basically said the same thing. Like, you have to show appreciation to the cultures, to different cultures, if you're going to use their stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then ask another question: can white people be appropriated? Is what I asked her.
Where is their culture?
And she said that no, they can't, because they don't have a culture.
Well.
And I you know, I was like, and thought about it. And she said, the white culture is made up of everyone else's culture. So they are the prime example of appropriation.
Well.
And it made me think a little bit more. And when I was researching, you know, appropriation, and I looked up different things like America's culture, and it basically said that America was made up of
everything. Everybody else.
It's a melting pot. And when you think of America nowadays, you think of white America. That's what I think of. Like, the president, the everything that's going on. Like, when I think of America, I personally don't think it's that big of a melting pot. I think we have a lot of different people here. But when I think of melting pot, I think of people coming together and...
Like Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, everybody coming together for the same purpose, and, you know, you're living as one.
No matter what we look like.
And America is still very segregated and still very separate. And so, but I agree and I disagree as far as the white people with not having culture. Because, first of all, the Scandinavian culture.
Is Scandinavia in America?
No, I'm just saying white people, period.
Oh, no. I think, like, Europeans.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, Canadians, you know, everybody, Australians.
Well, actually, Native Canadians are Native Americans. They're not white.
Well, see?
They're not white.
But what makes up these crazy white people up here? Like, I'm saying what makes up these, the ones that are here in the 50, nifty United States, they're crazy and they don't have a culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least they don't acknowledge their culture because they're taking it from everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to combine and make America into what they consider to be theirs. When they're probably Scandinavian, or their ancestors are from Australia, or wherever the case may be. I don't look into it. Stop that in 12th grade.
Well, actually, Australians, the original people, they were black. The Aborigines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang, we everywhere. What are they doing in Antarctica?
Oh, what? Girl, I don't know what's going.
What's the culture? Freeze.
Yeah. So I think... the lesson, because we always have a lesson in looking at things from a different perspective with laughter. Laughter and libations.
All right, laughter.
I think the overall
picture
of this is, first, learn your culture.
Learn yourself. Know yourselves. Ooh. Drake said it best.
What?
Know yourself.
Drinks are the best.
Drake said it best.
Oh. Look, I was like, drinks?
Drinks?
Who has that?
Drinks. Mm.
Yeah, so know your culture. Learn your culture. And then if you do take from another culture, figure out how to appreciate it.
Learn their culture too. Don't just take something. Learn where,
like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
maybe that's the appreciation part.
That's what I'm saying. That could be it. Because I personally, listen, I'm with the people who like, well, if I put on this head wrap with some print on it from somebody else's culture, what am I supposed to do? Start screaming, hollering, hooting? No.
But just
know it. If somebody were to approach you and ask you about your piece, don't just say you got it from the store. Know where it comes from. Know what it represents, and know what you're doing, and know how to use it.
That's real. Like these waist beads everybody trying to wear.
Y'all getting over on these people. Y'all stop paying $25 for these waist beads.
All you need to do is buy you a ticket to Ghana.
They get you about 300 of them things for a pop real quick. Real quick. People are crazy. This girl told me she bought a waist bead for $25.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to give her money.
Oh, you felt bad.
I felt bad. Like, I got like 10 of them in my car. You want one? Like, dang.
I know. I got a whole wall of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You are getting ripped off.
Yeah.
So but I'm not sharing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just know, you know, the meaning behind it. Learn the culture if you're going to use it. Know why you're wearing it and what it represents to them.
Mm-hmm. That's the appreciation. Knowledge is appreciation.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, smart. We got knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Ooh. Mm, okay. Read a book. Read a book.
Mm. Read a book. Ooh, we should start having book club.
Silence.
I don't read enough books to form no club.
Oh, yeah, we should do a book club.
Yeah.
Like Oprah. She's smart.
It doesn't have to be a whole book.
No, it does. It does. That's the point.
No, this is how you get the gist of the book. You read the back. The director's notes. Not the director. What's the man? Author's notes.
Mm-hmm.
First chapter. Maybe the first two if it happens slow. And the last one.
Okay, so now we know how A.D. wrote her papers in school on...
It works every time.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird? Is that the one with Piggy in it?
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird, The Great Gatsby, all of that. Cliff notes.
Kids, don't listen to A.D., okay? Please do
Kids
not...
Kids should be in school.
Be a skid. And when you're in school, don't wear a bendy and say you're from the Cherokee tribe.
Right, know yourself.
Know yourself. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Shout out to everybody on our page. They gave us such amazing answers.
Right,
and,
we like hearing from
and
y'all.
Opinions. We do. Talk to us so we don't keep talking to ourselves.
Literally.
We'd be around talk here just having conversations, man. In the mirror and our phones.
Right.
All those things. So yeah, remember to follow at a podcast about Mother's Day is coming up. We're really excited for our Mother's Day episode.
Woo! Mm-mm-mm. Not pregnant.
Oh. All right, guys. Love you and peace.
Peace out.